Cal Johnson is the superintendent of the Northland School Division. He joins us on the line today. Cal, thank you very much for joining us. The 2025 school year is wrapping up. How did things go this year?
This was a wonderful year for Northland School Division. I'd say it was a defining year for us. We introduced a new education plan shaped by community voices, continued the conversation in every school community for a second year where we went in and asked for input, and then we earned some accolades. We earned recognition for advancing truth and reconciliation by the Public School Board Association of Alberta. So we feel like we had a really good first year of our education plan, and people are starting to notice that we're doing good work. So we're pretty happy.
The recognition that you had for the Truth and Reconciliation Award that was presented earlier this month, how big of a stepping stone is this for perhaps other school divisions to jump on board and say, hey, this is a good thing?
Yeah, well, we're really hopeful that that's the way it's going to go. We find, you know, we also were able to present at CAS, which is you know, a group of school superintendents, all each division is represented, and we were able to present what we're doing, and we found that a lot of superintendents were reaching out to us and asking us, you know, how did we get this off the ground? Because it's obviously big work, but it's important work, and that advancing the calls to action from the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada should be something that every division is focused on. So we feel that we're getting the word out. We feel, and we're happy to be a model for how to do it. And we're open to having conversations with any division leaders that want to go a little further down that path.
A lot of accomplishments were done by the Northland School Division, this being one of them in 2025. Cal, I ask, what are some of the goals that are possibly going to be worked on going into the 2026 school year and beyond?
I think that we want to continue a lot of what we started this year. So we made a big change to our education plan where we added a major priority, which is connections that support reconciliation, which in our second year we've changed to connections that support truth and reconciliation because of the feedback we received in our community engagements and in our new Elder and Knowledge Keeper Council and our Youth Council. There's still a desire that the truth be shared more openly. So we are going to continue to have the tough conversations with our community leaders, with our families, and make sure that we are honoring the way that they want the education to be presented to their children. We started other new initiatives. We implemented the collaborative response model across the division, which is a way of having, pointed conversations as a staff that can lead to supporting students in a better way. So we're in our second year of that journey. We're going to continue to deepen connections through land, ceremony, and curriculum. We're going to work closely with our First Nation, Métis, and Inuit team to continue to promote calls to action and reconciliation. We have a lot of really interesting things in the pipeline there. We are established literacy, numeracy, and wellness groups where we're going to frameworks where we're having deep conversations with our leadership and our teachers around how to best meet the literacy and numeracy needs of our students, and also making sure that they're in a safe and caring and welcoming environment. We're going to be focusing on digital confidence through AI and data literacy, and continuing to support our leadership team in every way that we can to make sure that all of these initiatives that we're starting, that we're actually seeing change in the classrooms, and it's not just an education plan that's on paper, but it's an education plan that is unfolding daily in each of our classrooms and each of our schools, and that's where we're at with year two.
With these goals, how key will student engagement be?
It's critical, and we feel like, you know, with the changes that we're making, so 90 to 95% of our students are Indigenous, and we are understanding that our students walk in two worlds, their traditional cultural upbringing, and then we're, you know, trying to make sure that they can be successful 21st century learners. So we're continuing to meet with our elders and knowledge keepers in our communities to make sure that we're providing a respectful learning environment for our students, one that they're comfortable in, and also making sure that we are staying, I guess, on point with new curriculum changes and everything that the Ministry of Education expects from us. So we're weaving that together, and we're seeing that our community engagement, the data has been very good. We had a 19% increase in our graduation rates over 3 years. We basically have doubled our graduation rates that across our division between our 3 year and our 5 year measures, which is a measure that every school division has to report on. We have established a collegiate model where we've received funding from the ministry to provide those types of opportunities in trades and a wider range of opportunities for students that is bringing our students into the classrooms. Our attendance rates are going up. Our completion rates are going up. So the data that we've collected in just over the last 18 months is showing that it's working. So we feel like they're engaged and they're coming to school and they're being successful. So we're really proud of that and really happy with the path forward.
How much are you looking forward, and how much is everybody looking forward to the summer holidays that are coming up?
Well, you know, I think every educator looks forward to that. It's been a very rewarding year, but when you make changes like we made, it's a lot of work, and people have dug in and are, you know, pulling the rope together, and it's time for everyone to regroup and have a break, and I really hope that our teachers and all of our staff are able to do that over the summer.
Cal Johnson is the superintendent of Northland School Division. I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, and thank you very much for hearing us out.